There have been some pretty strong thunderstorms and rainfall over the last 36 hours or so in the KUAF listening area. The National Weather Service has forecast rain and cooler temperatures over much of the state of Arkansas for the rest of this week. Scattered showers across North Arkansas are now beginning to quench some parched cities, fields, forests, and chronic wildfires that have been plaguing the state. Still, three-quarters of the state remain under a wildfire warning, with northwest and southwest Arkansas ranked as extreme. 48 counties out of 75 still have burn bans in place, likely to be lifted if the rains continue. Over the last month, the Arkansas National Guard, rural fire departments, and the Arkansas Forestry Commission, with its dispatch center in Malvern, have been battling hundreds of grass and forest fires. The situation became so extreme that Governor Mike Beebe Monday delivered $100,000 from the governor's disaster fund to help. Christina Fowler is public affairs coordinator for the Arkansas Forestry Commission.
Yes, the governor released funds to help cover the costs of us using National Guard Black Hawk helicopters to help with suppressing these wildfires. We've seen a huge increase in the number of wildfires, and this is a tremendous resource that now we're able to use to help keep these fires small and prevent the loss of property and prevent endangering lives.
The Arkansas Forestry Commission is the primary source for helicopter water drops, including 40 on Monday. According to tallies released late yesterday, Arkansas Forestry Commission crews suppressed, since August 1st, 224 wildfires that burned 5,100 acres. The 10-year average for June 1st through August 31st is 313 wildfires for 2,800 acres.
We've been dealing with drought conditions since last fall. And although we did have some flooding in the state in May, most of that is gone now, most of the water. So we're starting to see some pretty extreme fire behavior. That's where we're seeing fires that are going up into the tree canopy, into the tops of trees, and fires becoming more difficult to contain. And a lot of that is due to the dry conditions, the high temperatures, and then with some of these cold fronts that are going to slowly start creeping into the state, those bring drier air, which also just dries things out even more. So I really encourage the public to heed local burn bans. Visit our website, arkansasforestry.org. We keep the burn ban map updated as soon as we receive notification from a county judge that a burn ban has been issued. We post that to that website. Or if a burn ban's been lifted, we'll also post that to the website. And those can change from day to day. So I really encourage your listeners to check that map and keep monitoring it. And it's going to take several rounds of rain before these conditions are going to change. So this could be something we'll be dealing with for quite some time.
Record heat and drought have created early autumn-like conditions in the Ozarks, with trees already shedding leaves.
And because of the storms that moved through the listening area this morning, some Ozarks Electric members scattered throughout the system were without service. And Ozarks Electric says as long as these storms continue, there are likely to be power outages on and off. Crews will be working until all power is restored. In the event of a power outage, members of Ozarks Electric are urged to call 800-521-6322. You can also access information at the website ozarksecc.com.